Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We confess, all power to God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, filial sinner, confess to you all my sins and unrighteousness. By them I have continually offended you, and fairly deserve your punishment, both now and eternally. But from my heart I am sorry for them, and I sincerely repent of them.
Delight yourself in the Lord.
And he will give you the desires of your heart.
Commit your way to the Lord.
Trust in him, and he will act.
He will bring forth your righteousness as the light.
And your justice as the new day.
Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him.
Is now.
Almighty God, your Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption. Grant us courage to take up our cross daily and follow him wherever he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday in Martyr's Tide is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 15th chapter. O Lord, you know. Remember me and visit me, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, take me not away. Know that for your sake I bear reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of revelers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone, because your hand was upon me, for you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you be to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they will not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and to deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness.
I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites.
I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked.
I wash my hands of innocence, and go around your altar, O Lord.
Proclaiming thanksgiving aloud, and telling all your wondrous deeds. My soul away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men.
In whose hands are evil devices, and in whose right hands are full bribes.
But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me.
My foot stands on level ground. In the great assembly, I will bless the Lord. Glory be to the Father.
Habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 12th chapter. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show them hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
According to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter.
Glory be to thee, Lord.
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of every God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
This sermon is based on the words of St. Paul in Romans 12, specifically these words. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is our text. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we're in the political season right now. We always are, I think. I saw campaign signs on my drive here. If you pay much attention, you will hear in the campaign a familiar cry. It's a cry that's not only on the lips of politicians. You'll hear it from many, many others, from adults to children also. You'll hear it from workers as well as employers. You'll hear it in the halls of Congress and in our homes, in schools, hospitals, churches, police departments, prisons. A familiar cry that's not new. It has sounded throughout the ages, and it will do so until the end of ages. In fact, we heard this cry this morning from the lips of the prophet Jeremiah, and also from the apostle Peter. This cry, which we've all heard, is this. It's not fair. It's not fair. Fairness, justice, the acknowledgement and rewarding of what is right and those who do right, as well as the exposing and punishing of what is wrong and those who do wrong. This, what's what we want, isn't it? It's what is fair. But instead, injustice and unfairness are what we often see and experience. So, how do you handle it? How do you respond when bad things, and especially injustices, are done to you? How should you, as God's child in Christ, handle it and respond? Start by not being surprised. Expect injustices. There will always be injustices. We live in a world of sinners. And Jesus' rebuke of his apostle Peter. You are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Well, that reveals that these injustices, they apply to us all. The things of man and not the things of God are what are so often in our hearts. We have our own ideas of justice, and frankly, what is best for me, for oneself. That is usually at the heart of our ideas of justice. Our own selfishness, which often causes us also to act unfairly and cry out, it's not fair! Years and years ago, back when my brother Don was 15, he got a job as a dishwasher at a local country club. Well, one day he rode to work on his brand new 10-speed bike. He had scrimped and saved for months to buy that bike. Parked it behind the club, went in to work as a dishwasher. While he's working, a guy comes in and says, "Hey, by the way, I just saw one of the club members pull in and he backed right into your bike and crunched it." Yeah, Tom was really upset. But the member sought him out and came to him. The member was Powell Crosley. Mr. Crosley was a multimillionaire, an icon in the Cincinnati area. And he said, "Don't worry about it, son. Go buy yourself a new bike. I'll pay for it." And Don said, "Great! Now I can get a really good bike." And he told me, and I said, "Absolutely. He's rich. So get whatever you want." And Dad said, "You will get the exact same bike that you bought." "But Dad, that's not fair." Now, my brother Don and I, along with our brother Bill, we were raised as good Lutheran boys, raised in the church. And yet, injustice, taking advantage, and putting oneself above others, well, boy, that quickly rose up in us when the opportunity presented itself. This is in all of our hearts. I thank God that I had parents who not only taught us God's justice, but also taught us that God is more than simply just. God gives. That's above all his nature. He gives, even when he knows that his gift will not be appreciated or acknowledged. God, in his goodness and generosity, Jesus says, makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. And he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. And so the things of God are giving and sacrificing for the good of others, even and especially the unjust. Whereas the things of man are seeing justice as what is good for oneself. God wants you to honor him by learning his justice and living it out. And as you do, your Lord will be pleased. And you will experience injustice. It's the way of our fallen world. But as you suffer injustice, and especially when you do so because you are emulating Christ, never doubt that your God sees this and knows your burden and that he cares and that he will act. You are his beloved. It's easy, of course, to forget this. Consider Jeremiah, how he loved his Lord and loved God's words. "Your words were found and I ate them," Jeremiah says. "And your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart." And he followed them and he let God's words direct his life. What we all should do. And yet, because of this, Jeremiah was persecuted. And when he didn't see a response from God, he cried out, "Oh Lord, you know! Remember me and visit me and take vengeance on my persecutors." This is what we want. And on the one hand, it was good that Jeremiah turned it over to God. This is what we all need to do. But then, doubt crept in. And Jeremiah said to God, "Will you be to me like a deceitful brook? Like waters that fail?" In other words, will you promise and yet not deliver? That's not fair. Don't doubt your God, or doubt his justice, even when you don't see it. Remember, you are loved by your Father. He sees and knows all that happens in your life. And this includes not only the injustices you suffer, it also includes the injustices that you commit, even against your God, your doubts, and your cries against him. And yes, he responds. He has responded with his Son. God sent his Son as the ultimate solution to injustice. And his cross is where God deals with injustice. Putting Jesus, not simply a good and loving and holy man, but the very Son of God, one with his Father from eternity and with the Holy Spirit, putting him to death on a cross. That seems utterly unjust, and Peter certainly saw it that way. Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you. What Peter failed to see was that the cross would be all about justice. In some way that is beyond our understanding, God laid upon his Son the sins and injustices of the world, of every person who ever lived or ever will live, yours and mine included. And God made Jesus accountable for these sins. And bearing these sins, Jesus literally became the greatest of all sinners. The most selfish and unjust person who ever lived, right there, hanging on the cross. And God then punished him for those sins. And so you see, God is not a deceitful brook. He's not waters that fail. He does not ignore sin and injustice or just forget about it. That would be unjust. Justice is punishing wrongdoing. And when Jesus bore the sins of the world, God responded to the injustice he saw in him by turning his goodness away from his Son, and pouring out upon him instead his anger and his punishment, and putting him to death. Jesus' death is the place where the just God has dealt with unjust sinners. And he did it there that he might spare you. Jesus didn't cry out, "It's not fair!" He willingly offered himself in your place, in my place, in place of all sinners. And so his Father on the third day raised him from the dead, proclaiming the justice of what Jesus had done. And he seated him at his right hand in heaven, the place of the highest honor. And God has also made him the eternal judge. And Jesus says that one day he will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Then his vengeance will be seen by all. And those who dealt unjustly and did not repent, and who dealt unjustly with his people, they will be punished and his children will be freed forever. In your baptism, you received this Jesus. He speaks to you constantly through his word. You are receiving his very body into your bodies this day in Holy Communion. And by faith in him, You not only receive the verdict of not guilty, he has borne your sins, they're taken care of. By faith, you also receive a new life. Because you receive Christ. He, with his life, fills and renews his believers. And so Jesus now lives in you. And he acts through you who believe in him. You carry in your very bodies his justice and his life. So what does this mean for you when injustice is done for you, done against you? Well, you are God's beloved children in Christ. You're like Christ. For you are as him in this unjust world. And so you, God's beloved, don't simply have to endure it and grumble and cry out, "This is not fair." You can live as Christ lived and overcome evil with good. The good of Christ's mercy and love and forgiveness. The Apostle Paul makes so very clear what this means. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Repay no one evil for evil. And if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. By so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. The hope is that your goodness and mercy, the goodness and mercy of Christ, which is so contrary to the things of men, will touch the minds and hearts of those who are acting against you and burn in their hearts and minds to lead them to see their sin and repent and hopefully embrace the Savior who has saved your life. And so they too may receive God's eternal justice and peace and hope in Christ. Pray for this. Trust in your Lord and Savior. And then, as Psalm 37 says, commit your labors to the Lord, especially your labors against sin and injustice. And the Lord says, you shall be as my mouth. As he said to Jeremiah, he says to you, I will make you a fortified wall of bronze. People will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you, for I am with you to save you and deliver you. This promise is yours, because you belong to Jesus, the Lord, the Savior, the final and eternal justice of God. In his name, amen. And God's peace that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God,
The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, especially the gift of your dear Son, and for the revelation of your will and grace. Implant your word in us, that with good and honest hearts we may keep it and bring forth the fruits of faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We humbly implore you to rule and govern your church throughout the world. Bless all those who proclaim your truth, that we may be preserved in the pure doctrine of your saving word, and that faith in you may be strengthened, love toward others increased, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest. Sustain all whom you have sent, that the word of reconciliation may be proclaimed to all people, and the gospel preached in all the world. Bless our New England district congregations and pastors, including those that are small, struggling, and vacant, that they trust in your faithfulness at all times. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant health and prosperity to all who are in authority, especially to the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this Commonwealth, and to all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Grant them grace to rule according to your good pleasure, to maintain righteousness, and to hinder and punish wickedness, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Protect all abortion-vulnerable women, and preserve the lives of their unborn children by granting them true help and support in their time of need. In the same way, be with all expectant mothers, especially Carrie, Jamie, and Jalen, and the children they carry. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit all who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, especially Bob, Brady, Christopher, Dan and Jen and their family, Jack and Debbie, Nicole, Rick and Therese, Robin, Russ, Steve, Tony and Libby, Verity, and Patty, now at Haywood Hospital in hospice care, awaiting your call to come home. As well as all who have asked for our prayers, grant courage and steadfastness to those who suffer for your name's sake, that they may receive and accept their afflictions in the confidence that you will acknowledge them as your own. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Although we have deserved your righteous wrath and punishment, yet we ask you, O most merciful Father, not to remember the sins of our youth nor our many transgressions. Out of your unspeakable goodness and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger to body and soul. Preserve us from false doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil death. In every time of trouble, show yourself a very present help, the Savior of all, especially to those who believe. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Cause all needed fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, crowning them with your blessing. Watch over Pastor, Kristen, and family, and bless their return to our Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive, O God, our bodies and souls and all our talents, together with the offerings we bring you. For by his blood your Son has purchased us to be your own, that we may live under him in his kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
These and whatsoever other things you would have us ask of you, O God, grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Our psalm today is Psalm 111, a psalm of thanks. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty of his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has showed his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with the faithfulness of the upright. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful.
God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks that you have refreshed us with the body and blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that this heavenly food which we have received will strengthen our faith, that we may bear all crosses, sickness, and trials with patience and trust, until you grant us deliverance, peace, and health through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.